Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Then out to the River Islands guest line we go. It will also be on YouTube. If you have no idea what kind of a face accompanies the deepest voice that you've ever heard in your life, you should go to YouTube, and you will be able to look at the face of Odyssey Sports NBA insider Nick Friedell. Check out all of Odyssey's newest sports podcasts on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Hello, Nick. How you doing?
Greetings from Oklahoma, guys. How we doing?
Look at you. Look at you, all ready to go in middle America. You know what I was thinking about tonight's game? So I was listening. I was driving around last week, and I was listening to you do the hit with the morning guys, and you said something along the lines of, in all my years covering the NBA, as far as the travel schedule, what they've handed to the Warriors here at the start of the season is among the worst you've ever seen. And so that was rattling around in my head. And you know when you go, like, hug someone and slap them on the back and say hello, but they have a sunburn? And they're like, Like, that's what this feels like. If this was the hardest start travel-wise to a season, now they're going to get this six-game road trip where they're going to play the Thunder and the Spurs three times in the next four nights? Good Lord, Nick.
Uh-oh, Mark.
Yeah, that's
the answer there. And I like the analogy because when you sit there and you know you're not feeling good and then somebody comes up behind you and you're burned, you go, oh, gosh. The Warriors just have to get through this. And specific to this trip at the start of what's going on, if they split this trip, guys, that is a good thing. That should be the goal. Get through this trip 3-3. Get home. See how things are going. Get everybody healthy and feeling good. Find your rhythm. This schedule is brutal. It is absolutely the worst one I've ever seen to start a year. But the Warriors aren't playing really well, and you still have to play to win. And I think we all can look back at that Milwaukee-Indianapolis trip and go, that's when it started to slide, and they haven't been the same since. So you get Steph back tonight. You hope that he finds a rhythm quickly. But to your point, Mark, the problem is, you go right to San Antonio, you play tomorrow, then you play Friday, then you've got New Orleans, Orlando, Miami. If you can split this trip 3-3 and go back to San Francisco, you should feel pretty good if you're the Warriors and you're a Warriors fan.
Yeah, and so, I mean, how do you go about doing it? Not in the six-game long haul of this trip, but specifically tonight against a younger, more athletic team, a team that is still going to be very hungry and they're playing amazing basketball. What's the big key tonight, Nick, for the Warriors to be able to sneak off with a victory?
I think you've got to get Steph going early, Mr. Dibbs, and you've got to get Jimmy to control the pace. And we've talked so much about it. Jimmy has the ability to slow the game down, to get to the line. He provides a completely different look for what the Warriors do. If you can get those two going early and you can keep it close, you'll feel good about your chances down the stretch. But what I would tell you from a broader standpoint, not just tonight, I think you got to split one of those two games in San Antonio because this is tough against the champs. Steph's coming back after missing basically a week here. So, yes, you have a chance when he's on the floor, and that makes everything a little bit better and the Thunder a little bit banged up. I think offensively you try to get him going and you create the space that he provides for everybody else that way. But as you're looking at the next few days, tomorrow's going to be brutal because it's a back-to-back, although Horford's going to play in that game, so his length should at least help a little bit on Wemby. But you've got to split one of those games in San Antonio to feel good about the second part of the trip. Specific to tonight, though, if you get Steph rolling and you find his rhythm, I think it's going to get Jimmy into the spots that he needs to be, and I think it will rev up the rest of this team that's always seemed to be looking for reasons to get amped about certain games. There aren't much bigger games than when you're playing the defending champs.
It's Willard and Dibs when we're hanging out with our buddy Odyssey Sports NBA insider Nick Friedell. Check out all of Odyssey's newest sports podcasts on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. We have a saying on this show, Nick, and that is that all roads lead to Kuminga. So let's take another road, shall we? And let's talk about him. What a wonderful start to his season. However, the last few games, it's suddenly gone a little off script, if you will, with Steph out. What have you seen? What's going on with him last few games?
The hardest part, Mark, is that when you watch Kuminga, you see a player that everybody's seen before in the last week or so. He had those moments where you thought, he's really turned the corner. And the scoring was there, but as Kerr said many, many times, I know he told you guys, it's not just the scoring, it's the passing, it's the rebounding. The defense was a little bit better. Everything was fitting into what the Warriors needed. And without Steph on the floor, like so many other guys, Kuminga's really struggled. And he has not been able to have the impact on the game that they would hope that he would. So you'd think with Steph back, it would allow everybody to take a deep breath, but especially Kuminga, because he has not played well the last few games. This is the problem with Kuminga, though, guys, on a whole. If you're a Kuminga fan and you're saying, all right, the Warriors should give him a bunch of money after the season and they should make all of these things happen and he should be a future piece of this team, then you can't have the dramatic step down that we've seen over the last week. You need some level of consistency. It's why he was so good those first couple weeks and everybody was singing his praises and saying, this is the player that he can be. I thought, guys, in the last few days, the most telling comment made by anybody was Draymond in Denver the other night, and he's talking about how we believe in Kuminga. We know he can be better than what he's shown recently, but what he really said was this is what he wanted. Kuminga wanted more minutes. He wanted more responsibility. He's getting it, and at least in these last few games, he hasn't responded the way they want. So anybody can go through a tough stretch. It happens to the best players in the game. But if you're Kuminga and you started off so strong, it is jarring to have this week where Steph goes off the floor and everything kind of falls apart for a second.
And keeping that in mind, do you think that it's risky if the Warriors decide to bring Kuminga off the bench and maybe go with Moses Moody to start games? Is he in a spot where that might disrupt the good start to his season?
I think so. Because, Dibs, when you look at Kuminga, this is a player, at least to start the year, that was playing on a lot of confidence. He knew and felt like he belonged. The contract situation was what it was. It was over. He came in. He was playing well. Okay, here we go. And then, boom, it kind of reality hit again in the last week. So if you start messing with that, he's still 23 years old. He's still trying to get that big deal in his future. If that doesn't happen, I think there are more questions that come out. But if you're Kuminga and you started so strong, I'm sure all those guys, and Jimmy comes to mind specifically, are saying, hey, look, just relax. We know you can play. We know what you can do. You just have to show it again. And the problem for Kuminga is when he's not hitting those shots, how does the defense look? I know he had a nice rebounding night the other night. But is he fitting into the rest of the categories where they need him to be successful? That has not always been the case in these last few games. But, Dibs, if you take him out of the starting lineup, but I don't think we're there having that conversation yet. But if in a week from now on this trip he continues to struggle, I think that could be a real question. And I think that question opens up a lot more questions that they'd rather not face right now.
Nick Friedell with us. Hey, can we listen to some Steve Kerr together? I want to play something that he said getting ready for this road trip and get your reaction, kind of a buy or sell on the thought that he's talking about. Here's Steve Kerr.
We're not playing very well, clearly. We had a great fourth quarter, end of third, and then fourth quarter, the ball started moving. There was some flow. But overall, we haven't played real well. But I'm very confident in this team. It's going to be a tough trip. As you mentioned, two back-to-backs. We kind of felt like, you know, getting through this early part of the schedule in one piece, and, you know, if we're healthy and, you know, win our share of games, that it sets up the rest of the season well for us. So obviously we gave a couple games away, but all in all, we're pretty healthy, and we're going to get there. I can picture, you know, the team. I can see what, you know, what kind of team we're going to be, but we don't really have our identity yet.
I can picture the kind of team that we're going to be, but we're just not there yet. What do you picture with this team, Nick?
Mark, the only thing, if you're a Warriors fan, that you need to picture and hope for, and this is where I have to remind myself of the same thing too as they start this trip, it all comes down to April. Are they healthy in April? That really, to me, is the single biggest question. I know there is so much interest around this group, and there are way too many times already early. And we go back to that Milwaukee-Indianapolis roadie where they didn't look good and they were just going through the motions and they got beat twice. Everybody has got to keep the perspective in mind. If you are healthy going into April, you have a chance. If you are not healthy in April, then none of this other stuff matters. So that's why I understand what Kerr is saying. He said he's been consistent with this, guys. You need 20 games. You got to figure out your rotations. Pods has been up and down. Moody has had some really good games and some games where he's kind of disappeared. We've hit on Kuminga. Will Richard continues to kind of – the momentum is building for him to be a rotational piece down the line. But I understand the greater point that Kerr was trying to make in that there are lots of different things that happen over the course of a season. What I would say personally, in my own opinion, watching this team is you can only go through the motions so much, but the key over anything else is, are you healthy when the games matter the most? If they are healthy, then they will have a chance. If they're not, and you start to see them losing games when guys are out or continue to go through the motions like they did on that trip a week ago, then there might be much bigger problems. But no matter what happens, if you maintain some level of health, you're going to be okay in my mind. And if that doesn't happen, Mark, none of the other conversations are worthy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
At this point.
That makes sense, but then again, if you struggle early like they did last year, you end up chasing games in March and April, and it makes it really difficult to be healthy that late. Hey, Nick, with that in mind, do you think Steve Kerr is going to start paring down the rotation, or is he going to keep it a bigger rotation to try to give guys more rest?
I think he's going to keep it larger for now, Dibs, just because of the back-to-backs on the schedule, the travel that comes with this. I would look towards maybe the start of December as a line of demarcation for, all right, here are my 9 or 10 guys that I want to try to stick with. Right now, he's trying to find the different formulas that work. He was riding with Kuminga. I think he still will for the time being, but as we have discussed, there are reasons that may not sustain itself. So for the time being, if you're Kerr, you're saying to every one of your guys, if you play well, you will be out there. But what you're trying to figure out is, you know that Steph and Jimmy and Draymond are going to be out there. Who else do you trust night to night with them? I would say Horford would be in that group. I still think he will be. He has really struggled early in the year, although, guys, he hit a few more shots the other night, and yep, I think that gets him on track. The problem, though, and this goes into our whole conversation here today, Horford hadn't even played that much because they have so many back-to-backs. So it's like, all right, is Horford going to be in there? No. All right, well, let's see how he looks tomorrow. Oh, he doesn't really look good the next day because he doesn't have any kind of rhythm. So Horford should be out there when the games matter the most. And then you start to add on, which younger players are going to take that step? I mean, what does Melton look like when he comes back? Does Seth have any kind of major role whenever he finally gets in and starts rolling here? So there are a lot of different layers there. But again, no matter what the hell happens in these next few weeks, the schedule is brutal. You want to see them have some consistency that they haven't shown yet. But it's all about maintaining some level of having all these guys out there when the games matter the most. If you have that, even if it doesn't look good in these first couple months, I still think they're going to have a chance when the biggest games are played.
Nick, we always love our time with you. You're not wearing that. I know it's a Syracuse shirt, but you're not wearing that orange thing to the game tonight, are you?
Hell no. I don't want anybody thinking I went to Oklahoma State either. I mean, I got to look professional, throw my blazer here, but this was just for you guys.
All right, great.
Appreciate
it. Send a message for us as well. Tell all the Oklahoma City fans we still think they're cupcakes, okay?
No way.
I said it, Nick. All right, see you, Nick.
See you later.
All right, there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Congratulations! Honeymoon, here we come! Where's our car?
It's been stolen. We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport? Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.